listener production. Unrepentant Morrison rejects censure. Parliament agrees to anti-corruption body. Albanese presses US on Assange. And Socceroos through to the knockouts. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post News in 5, written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Thursday, December 1. Number 1. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison has railed against what he described as, quote, political intimidation in his historic censure by Parliament over his secret ministries. The censure criticised Morrison for administering to himself 5 additional ministries, failing to notify Cabinet, relevant departments, the House of Representatives and the public, and that he, quote, fundamentally undermined the principles of responsible government. Defending himself against the censure motion, the former PM said he had, quote, no intention of now submitting to the political intimidation of this government, using its numbers in this place to impose its retribution on a political opponent. However, the measure also enjoyed the support of crossbenchers and Liberal MP Bridget Archer, who crossed the floor. The Greens are now weighing up a fresh referral of Morrison to Parliament's Powerful Privileges Committee, based on further evidence that emerged in light of former High Court Judge Virginia Bell's report on the ministries. Number 2. The House of Representatives yesterday accepted final amendments imposed by the Senate, passing legislation to establish the National Anti-Corruption Commission. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Attorney General Mark Dreyfus said the body will be established midway through next year. The government has already begun the search for Australia's first anti-corruption commissioner through a merit-based, transparent and robust recruitment process, adhering to high standards of integrity and accountability, the pair said in a statement. Australia is one of the first OECD countries to introduce a specialist anti-corruption agency at a national level. Experts, however, have roundly criticised Labor's refusal to adopt crossbench amendments to lower the threshold for public hearings, bipartisan support for picking a commissioner, and special budget status. Number 3. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has revealed he has personally lobbied the US government to drop its charges against WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange. Responding to a question in Parliament, Albanese said he had raised the Assange case personally in meetings with US representatives and would continue to press for an end to prosecution. Assange remains in Belmarsh Prison in London as he fights a US attempt to extradite him to face charges in connection with the publication of documents leaked by Chelsea Manning. Number 4. There are calls for fines handed to people in Victoria for breaches of COVID-19 rules to be cancelled in light of New South Wales withdrawing 33,000 penalty notices. Disadvantaged Victorians bore the brunt of 30,000 fines handed out while the state was under public health orders, community legal centres say. Youth Law's Policy, Advocacy and Human Rights Officer, Tiffany Overall, said legal centres would consider whether Victorian fines would be tested in court after a Supreme Court decision found many COVID fines issued in New South Wales were not valid. Victoria's Deputy Premier Jacinta Allan says she could not say whether Victorian authorities were looking into scrapping fines. And number 5. The Socceroos have qualified for Round 16 at a Football World Cup for the second time in history after an upset 1-0 win over Denmark. Australia went into the match expecting only to need a draw to qualify. However, when Tunisia scored to take the lead against France in a simultaneous match, the Socceroos needed to win. 2 minutes after Tunisia scored in their match, Matthew Leckie turned a Danish defender twice before putting the ball in the back of the net in the 60th minute. Denmark dominated possession but did not overly threaten the goals as Australia sat back and relied on counter-attacking gameplay. Australia will face Argentina, Saudi Arabia or Poland next, depending on the results from today's Group C matches. That's it for Post today, December 1. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.